You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
As a matter of fact, we were talking about Giancarlo, and we can welcome him in right now. Giancarlo, Mike Francesa, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. We're just talking about it. With Hicks hurt, means more time for you in left and Gaudy in center. Are you fine with that?
Yeah, for sure. I don't mind being out in left, and that's what we need right now. So, whatever, I'm ready for it.
Giancarlo, how about playing in the outfield versus DHing? Do you have a preference? Do you like one more than the other? Does either affect your hitting? Talk about it a little bit.
It just kind of depends. As long as you have a good routine for both, I don't mind it. DH is good. You get a little break on your legs sometimes, especially down the stretch. As long as you got a good prep and take defense, and whether I'm playing right or left, I don't mind either.
Are you okay in left at Yankee Stadium's a tough left field. You okay in Yankee Stadium left field?
Yeah. Get used to it. Take some. You gotta just play out your strategy pretty much. See how balls are gonna fly with some wind in the day at night. And you know, get your strategy down.
We're talking with Giancarlo Stanton as we get ready. Now we're 10 days away from opening day, so we're just about there. Talk to me about last season, Giancarlo. What did you take from your first year here, a year of change? What did you take from last year here with the Yankees?
Good. I learned a lot of new things. A new league, which is you're going to get approached different at the plate, and the game style is a bit different. So it was fun. It was a fun learning curve, and I'm ready to get the second one under.
Were you happy with your performance for the season?
I would say I was okay with my performance.
Okay.
Not happy, just okay.
Did it take you how long before you became comfortable? Did it take you how long to figure out the pitches and just get comfortable with your new surroundings?
Probably first couple months getting to know everything. I'd say about mid-May. After mid-May, start feeling a little more comfortable there.
What was the biggest difference for you as far as the leagues?
I would just say a whole new round of people you don't really know. You don't really know on you play these guys once every 4 years in the National League.
They used to say in the old days more fastballs than in the National League. You think that's true or not true anymore?
More fastballs
yeah.
than the National League? I think that's true.
You think it is still true? Okay. They always said more sluggers, American League, more curveballs, more fastballs, National League. You think it still holds up a little bit?
I think a little bit. Not by much, but I think it still does, maybe a little.
How about the year and winning 100 games, going to the playoffs? How about that experience?
That was great. Even if your play isn't the best, isn't how you like it all year, you still got plenty of great guys in there to pick you up. And, for all of us, we hit a bad stretch for a couple of weeks or a week or so. It's like we didn't skip a beat because we got plenty of guys in there to pick it up.
What'd you take from the playoffs experience last year?
That's where I want to get back to, man. There's nothing like it, especially in the Bronx. That was nothing like that experience. So as you get further in the playoffs, I'm sure it just gets more and more. So I'm ready for that.
Do you like Yankees? We're talking with Giancarlo Stanton, of course. Do you like Yankee Stadium as far as a park to hit in?
Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic. Short corners and deep to normal midfield. So it's good. It's fun.
And it really carries the right center field, as you know, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It really does. Yeah, I mean, which right-handed hitters get used to, right? So you get used to that, right?
That's right.
Well, you can hit it out anywhere. We all know that with your immense power. But even you can pick up a couple of them to right center field if you float them out there, right?
Yeah. You could get some miss hits out there, and then they scoot out. You need a couple of those every year.
What's your feeling about this team as you get ready to wrap up spring training? How do you feel about this year's addition?
Man, we're going to be even better than last year. And last year was we were pretty dang good. So it's all about putting it together now. We had an opportunity. We didn't get to where we wanted to last year, and now we're just going to build from that, and we're better, stronger. We all got another year of hunger under our belt, and we need to go out and do it.
You know, and you guys broke the all-time home run record last year, and you and Sanchez and Judge were down a combined 61 home runs from the year before. So if you guys go to the top of your numbers, it's going to get crazy.
That's right. That's right. We got to be able to top that one this year, along with some other great feats.
So any goals for you? Anything you can share with the fans about goals for this year? Anything special? Other than obviously winning a World Series, which I know is the top goal. But other than that, anything special personally for you?
I mean, we're going for the top goal, to be honest. I mean, anything that I can attribute to get to the top goal. And personal things that don't really matter when you get the ultimate goal.
Did you like, you know, you wanted to come here. You know, you made it clear. Did you like New York? Was New York what you expected?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't everything I expected. You know, you always have things that you learn along the way, any new place. But for the most part, it was, and I've enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to the second year.
Well, listen, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck. Get off to a good start. Stay healthy. So thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Giancarlo Stanton says he's okay in the outfield, and he will be, as I was just discussing. Nice of him to pop in just as we were talking about it. But Giancarlo is going to start the season in left field. You got him going to play out there. Now he doesn't have to play there every day. They can bounce some guys around a little bit. They can obviously keep Wade and play him in center field. Wade's bat's really weak, though. That's the only thing about playing him in center field. You get Gaudy a day off, but you're probably going to feed Gaudy a little bit till Hicks is ready. I don't think Hicks is going to be that far behind anyway. But what it allows you to do is the one thing that was going to be the big story is with Giancarlo going to the outfield, it opens up the DH slot. It opens up a spot so that Bird and Voit can both come up. And like I said, you can play both of them where against the righty, Bird can play first, Voit can DH, or you can give Voit a day off, or you can give Bird a day off against lefty, play Voit at first, DH and Andujar, DH and Giancarlo, DH and Sanchez, put a Romine in, put a LeMayu in, whether Tulowitzki's in. Tulowitzki's probably going to play, from what I'm understanding, in the beginning, 2 days out of three, couple of back-to-backs, no three in a rows, not even always 2 days in a row, no day after night, that kind of thing. So he's going to miss probably 3 days out of every seven minimum to start the season, which is going to mean Torres playing a lot of short, which is going to mean LeMayu playing second base a lot. You're going to see LeMayu at second a lot. You're going to see Glaber at short about half the time. Tulowitzki at short about half the time. And then Andujar at third, spotted at times. And then Voit and Bird at first base. This is a very big opportunity for Bird. He has been helped immeasurably by the fact that Hicks is hurt. That has allowed him the pressure's off. He hit another home run today. I thought I heard that. I got to check it to make sure, but I think I heard that he hit a home run today. I think he did. So he's gotten off to a good start this year. Both of them have hit. Now, it was Voit's job. There's no question about that. But Bird has hit in the spring. He's got he's hitting 340, and I think if I look at today's box, I think he hit a home run today. The bottom line is you got him doing his job. You got – the Yanks didn't play yet today? Oh, they didn't play yet today, so that wasn't true that he hit a home run. Maybe he hit one yesterday. You know, I thought I heard he hit a third home run. I'll have to look and see. Maybe he didn't hit a home run today. So he didn't play today yet, so he didn't hit one today. Maybe it was yesterday he hit a home run. Let me go back and see if he hit one yesterday. Let me see that box from yesterday. Yankees. Voit hit a homer yesterday. Let me see if Bird did too. Andujar, Voit. No, Voit hit one yesterday, not Bird. So Voit has three, Bird has two. And Voit's hitting 290 with three homers. Bird's hitting 340 with two homers. So both of them can come north right now. Andujar's hitting 400. He's off to a fast start. Obviously, Judge is hitting like crazy. Judge has, I believe five spring training homers. Six. Excuse me. He has six spring training homers to lead the major leagues. So he's off to a very fast start. And you're going to allow the both first basemen to come up. And you're going to see, like we said, a lot of Tulowitzki. And you're going to see a lot of LeMahieu. He is going to play, you know, almost every day. That's pretty much what they have as far as him playing pretty much everywhere. But I think you're going to see Andujar play a lot. Now, the only thing is I don't see Andujar batting top of the lineup, even with Hicks out. And Hicks would bat top of the lineup. You know, if Hicks bats top, Gaudy will bat bottom. If Gaudy bat at top, Hicks, I doubt, would be – you could use Hicks to split up. You see, the one place you could use Hicks is, if you don't have Burton in the lineup, you can use Hicks to split up Judge and Stanton so that if you don't have a power righty come in at a bullpen late in the game and have the two of them, we're not having a guy in between them. That's the idea of using that. So if you went Gaudy one and he's in left field and then batted Judge second, batted Hicks third. Although he's not a third hitter as far as average, he's a third hitter when you deal with on-base percentage. And it breaks up the righties. So then you put Giancarlo fourth, put a Sanchez fifth, or an Andujar fifth, then a Sanchez, then a Voit, and continue down. That's what Bird out of the lineup, of course. So I would look at Andujar batting fifth or sixth in the lineup. That's where I see him to start the season. Fifth or sixth. And I see him maybe fifth against lefties, sixth against righties. And I see Stanton batting fourth, Hicks batting third to break up the two lefties, break up the two righties, Judge batting second, Gaudy first. If Gaudy's not in the lineup, Hicks or LeMahieu could be batting first against a lefty. And you could still have Hicks between Judge and Stanton so that you break up the righties so that a righty comes in. He can't mow both of them down back to back. So you have a lefty hitter in between them. That's the idea, just breaking those two up, now, you know, as far as that. Back after this.